Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce ready-to-spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. It is my pleasure to speak with you about something that I think affects almost everyone, if not everyone. And I'm going to be talking about this issue of trust in two different sections. This first part is going to be about what trust is and how you can discern, how you can decipher, how you can tell if a situation isn't one that deserves your trust, and if a person isn't one who deserves your trust. Now, what makes me qualified to talk about this is for the last 30 some odd years, I've been working with people who have gotten ensnared in cults, in groups that were deceptive, that promised them things, and they never had any intention of delivering on those promises. They just needed to get people to be devoted, to make sacrifices, to just sort of build their member base and just be counted as a number and be someone who just fed the ego of the person in charge or helped to do free labor for them. I also work with people who have been involved in relationships where the person was a manipulator, the person was a malignant narcissist, the person pretended to be something that they weren't, and that people in those relationships often deal with so much gaslighting. They deal with so many things that make them wonder why they ever trusted this person or if they could ever trust someone again. So let's start with this. And then the second part is going to be about what is trustworthy in another person, what you can look for to see if you can trust someone, and what you can do to make sure that you trust yourself. A lot of people don't necessarily trust themselves to be trustworthy. They don't trust themselves in a relationship. They don't trust themselves to be honest. They also don't trust themselves to make a good judgment call about somebody else and about a situation. So they feel that they've been possibly duped before. They've been lied to. They've been deceived. And it took them way too long from their perspective to figure it out. And so they're worried about going out in the world, wondering if they can trust other people, but wondering if they can trust themselves. So again, this first part is about what to look for that are the red flags, what to look for that are the problem markers within a relationship, within a business, even within a religious group. And then the second video will be about how you can learn that somebody else is trustworthy, and also how you can learn to trust yourself. So let's get started, first of all, with defining what trust is and what does it feel like and how you can tell that something is trustworthy and someone is trustworthy. I want you to know that there are a lot of people who are trustworthy in this world, and sometimes you need to give them a chance to have them prove it to you, but you might want to give them a chance to show that you're not going to accept behavior that's not trustworthy behavior, that you're going to hold them up to a different standard, a higher standard than one maybe that they've been held up to before. Sometimes people can rise to the occasion, sometimes not. But I think it's worth giving someone a shot, even just once, to see if they can learn and grow because of the boundaries that you are going to be setting. And boundaries are a big issue when you are looking at who you can trust and who you can't. If you can trust someone to follow your boundaries, to listen to your boundaries, whether they agree with them or not.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.